620 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The Earth's average temperature keeps setting records, hitting another high yesterday. This woman headed to the pool in Buffalo.
Really good to have as an option, especially when it's 90 degrees out. You know, it's just, it's too hot, especially for kids. They get hot, they get, you know, they start getting aggravated. They just want to cool down in some sort of fashion.
A big breakthrough for more than 6.5 million Americans with Alzheimer's. The FDA has given full approval to a new drug. CBS News chief medical correspondent John LaPook.
Approval of lecanemab is a step forward for a disease that has been largely untreatable. Alzheimer's researcher Dr. Sam Gandy consults for Eisai, the maker of lecanemab, but does not benefit financially from drug sales.
Lecanemab is the first consistently effective disease-modifying therapy for Alzheimer's disease. So I think that qualifies it as a game changer.
Police say a missing Houston teen wasn't really missing. CBS's Chris Fox reports.
Rudy Farias was 17 years old when his mother reported him missing in March 2015. A week ago, he was found lying on the ground outside of a Houston church. Police are now saying they don't believe Farias went missing at all. Lieutenant Christopher Zamora.
It was discovered that Rudy returned home the following day on March 8, 2015. The mother, Janie, continued to deceive police by remaining adamant that Rudy was still missing.
No false report charges filed so far. Farias' aunts believe their sister is guilty.
She's always been manipulative. She's a very greedy person.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen criticized China's treatment of American businesses while in Beijing.
Our economic relationship with China must work for American businesses and American workers.
The U.S. is giving hundreds of millions in additional military aid to Ukraine, including controversial cluster munitions. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
They explode in the air and release submunitions across a wide area. They're cluster weapons and banned in many countries. The Biden administration has been debating months over whether to provide Ukraine with them. They'll be drawn down from existing stocks and therefore bypass existing laws prohibiting their use or transfer.
Singer Taylor Swift just dropped a new version of her 2010 album, Speak Now. It's the third in a series of Taylor's versions after a bitter fight over her original recordings in 2020. Most songs vary slightly in length, and there are six new vault tracks. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 79. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 59. Tonight, overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 79. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
App.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Who's ready for Friday? Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wiscommon Sense from the shores of Lake Wissota, where it's another beautiful day up north. Just gorgeous up here. 49 degrees, a little on the cool side, but after last weekend's heat and humidity, it's kind of a nice break. On this Friday, July 7th. Let's look at some temperatures around the area right now. You go up to Hayward, folks listening on the Buzz of the North. It's 42 degrees in Hayward right now, 48 in Richland Center. Madison reporting 56, Oshkosh 54, and Wausau coming in at 50 degrees for folks listening on Bull Falls Radio. Here's what's on tap this morning. We'll begin with some imaginary Supreme Court cases. When right-wing justices on the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that it was legal for a website designer to discriminate against potential LGBTQ customers, it turns out they were ruling about a situation that didn't exist. The same-sex couple seeking a wedding website was made up. It's only the latest situation that has more Americans questioning the legitimacy of a court that has struck down women's health care rights. It has struck down colleges' efforts to have a diverse student body, even as some of the justices are mired in ethical suspicion. And we'll talk to Kia Vakil about that. In our second hour, we'll talk to Mark Jacob about how national media outlets can't stop rooting for a recession despite no shortage of positive economic data. There was more yesterday, another healthy batch showing that things are going well, but all the negative messaging out there has people thinking otherwise. Are these newsrooms simply craving conflict, or are they bending over backwards in order to both sides a healthy economy and not make conservatives upset? Mark will discuss his new column for Courier Newsroom called Facts or Feelings Inside the Media's Misleading Economic Coverage. Dan Schumacher slated to join us as well. And along the way, if you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789 is the phone number here in the studio. The email address is radio at upnorthnewswi.com. And if you're watching the live video feed of the radio show, especially on one of our Facebook pages, you can leave a comment there. And if we see it, we may put that up on screen and respond to it as well. Down to Madison we go, where Aaron Zommers is standing by on what was a very short work week for me, not quite as short for you, but still happy to have the weekend coming along. And do you make other plans, or were we so close to the holiday weekend that, you know, you're just kicking back this time around?
I will be going to Manitowoc again because one of my friends came down from Manitowoc to help me move last week, and his transmission got a leak. So Ooh. His truck's in the shop. I will be driving it up to Manitowoc, and then another one of my friends who lives here will be driving back with me. So, extra driving.
But you're doing a good deed.
Yes. Yeah. And it's also for someone who just helped me, even if I wasn't, I would be willing to do it anyway, but still.
But that's what friends are for. I'm waiting for Dionne Warwick and Elton John to come in here and start singing to us. But you do. You're a good person, Aaron. Don't let all my kidding tell you otherwise.
Well, thanks, I guess.
It just means I don't have any lingering bitterness about the surprise party and getting confetti all over my carpet.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, because you were such a co-conspirator in that. Hey, on Up North News social media posts right now, you can see the story of the police officer in the Sturgeon Bay area who rescued cows from a burning barn. We also show you a 9-year-old girl in Pittsburgh, a Rowdy Tellez fan, and how she was able to get one of Rowdy's bats from him while she was rooting for him in their recent series against the Pirates. And there are also some weekend events ideas all over at the Up North News social feeds. Look on Facebook and Instagram. Maybe it's on Threads too. I spent so much of yesterday, you know, just kind of building up my new Threads account and just watching everybody enjoy being on a new platform because of what has happened to Twitter. And I swear I went on Twitter, I don't know, maybe 4 times yesterday. And every time my feed was nothing but like Robin Voss tweets at random people and other right wingers. It's almost like like everybody emptied out except the Fox News crowd is all that's left on Twitter, the folks who didn't already join Trump on his tiny social media network. And meanwhile, over on Threads, it's, you know, it's like Princess Jasmine singing A Whole New World. And it's been rather nice. So we will have an Up North News account there. I know there's a Civic Media account on Threads as well. So if you're just getting going, there's a bit of a learning curve. Aaron, I'm trying so hard not to always be the old guy here, but I was reading the instructions from my editor-in-chief at Up North News, and I love Kim, and she was trying to be helpful in how do you post a GIF on Threads, because it's not all that intuitive. And so her instructions about downloading the Giphy keyboard and then setting the Giphy keyboard to give it all access, and then knowing that you have to paste it in this part of the thread and not the other part of the thread. Now, to a young person, that's like, okay, fine, that's what I'll do. But I think your brain at some point goes, no, I don't want to learn anything else. But I did, and I was very proud of myself.
Well, there we go. You got it all figured out. I think you're a lot more tech savvy than, I don't know,
than the average bear, yeah. I hope. I hope. But I am understanding now that feeling as you get a little bit older of like, do I need to learn that? Am I really going to use that? We'll see. Hey, we have some news headlines to talk about. There's some real whining going on out there about Governor Evers and his veto pen. We'll have that story and much more just ahead on this Friday morning. You're Up North.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Friday dose of Steely Dan.
When Black Friday comes.
Although I would dare say there's nothing, you know, black about this Friday. It's gorgeous up here. We're in the 40s in many cases around the state, and we'll get a full updated forecast all across Wisconsin from Weatherology coming up exactly 1 hour from now. You can sign up for the Up North News daily newsletter. Comes out around 5 a.m. And on the newsletter today, as often happens on Fridays, links to some of the stories we covered throughout the week in case you missed them. They include my summary of some of the things that are in the final state budget signed by Governor Evers this week, some of the things that are not in the budget bill, and also a story on why Governor Tony Evers will be part of a news story 400 years from now. There might be Jetsons-like flying cars. Maybe the news is delivered telepathically. There will be many changes in state budgets. But if there is a Wisconsin 402 years from now and a state budget, there will be a news story about what Tony Evers did this year for folks dealing with the year 2024-25. So again, that's in our newsletter. Sign up at upnorthnewswi.com. Kia Vakil is coming up in just a bit with some of the political headlines from the week. Other headlines that I wanted to tackle today, well, first on the fun side, the racing sausages turn 30 this year, which was so unique at the time. And well, frankly, it still is. And I don't know that it was the first. I dare say it probably wasn't, but certainly among the most well-known what you would call baseball mascots and activities that go on. And that would be the racing sausages. You know, if you're doing something about the Brewers, you would not be surprised to hear about racing, you know, beer steins or racing cows, you know, here in America's Dairyland. But somebody came up with the idea to feature, you know, the original three sausages, the brat, the Italian, and the Polish. And since that time, the chorizo and the hot dog have been added as they all race toward the finish line at some point in a Brewers game that first debuted June 27th, 1993. So just a little bit past the 30th anniversary when this was going on at County Stadium. Of course, it carried over to Miller Park, now American Family Field. And there will be a bit of a celebration, a commemoration tonight before the Brewers game with the Cincinnati Reds. Now, before we get to the Brewers and the Reds, we have to tie a bow on the Brewers series with the Cubs, a four-game series that ended yesterday afternoon, and the Brewers' Victor Caratini hit a tie-breaking home run in the eighth inning, and the Brewers recovered from a blown three-run lead to beat the Cubs 6-5 yesterday and gain a split in that four-game series. Milwaukee had led 4-1 in the sixth inning, and they were even up 5-3 in the eighth inning before Chicago's Yan Gomes hit a two-run dinger that tied it up, and then that was followed, thankfully, by Caratini's difference maker.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing.
something on my skin. That's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sweet Summer Sale, June 30th through July 10th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Materialism's a good thing. You can own that 3-ton pickup truck, and you don't have to worry that there's going to be gas and oil forever, and so many other things about shrinking government and drowning it in a bathtub, and folks listened the way that they did. And I think that history will eventually judge the Carter administration a little bit more kindly than what you might hear portrayed in certain media outlets. Want to congratulate some unknown soul out in the Muskego area for winning a $50,000 Powerball ticket. It was sold for Wednesday's drawing and matched the Powerball and matched 4 out of 5 numbers. Which is great to win the $50,000, but you got to be thinking about that fifth digit, and whether was it random? Did they pick it because of lucky numbers or birthdays or whatever the case may be? The odds of winning the $50,000 prize are 1 in 900,000. So it certainly, obviously, it does happen from time to time, and it happened here to somebody who remains unidentified in Muskego. But congratulations to them, just the same. All right, turning our attention to Governor Tony Evers and the state budget and deciding to sign it, which is not sitting well with some folks, especially education advocates and others in certain progressive circles that were spoiling for more of a fight. The governor said, look, there are enough good things in here that we don't want to jeopardize. He was able to use 51 partial vetoes to alter the document in some significant ways. And I'll tell you, one of those ways sure has Republicans' hair on fire. The Republican politicians. Again, I don't know that a lot of our Republican friends and neighbors were saying, hey, for those 11 billionaires in the state, let's give them literally a 7-figure tax cut. I don't know that anybody was necessarily asking for that, but to hear Republican legislators tell it, this might be the end of the Republic. And the fact that the governor not only took away the monster tax cut for the top brackets, but that he also altered the school funding in a way that guarantees at least a basic level of support for the next 400 years. Honestly, I talked before about Republican Twitter. Republican Twitter is, well, I guess it's all a Twitter would be one way to put it, but the vitriol, the anger, the complete amnesia over what's been done with partial vetoes by Republican governors in the past is, it's almost delicious. Scott Walker at one point turned a 1-year moratorium on some minor thing in the budget into a 1,000-year moratorium.
and you didn't hear boo out of Republican legislators back then. If anything, you would have expected something more about reacting to just one of the vetoes that was an earmark. Now, Republicans love to talk about being against budget earmarks. I'm one of those people that I'm very much for budget earmarks. I'm simply for transparency in them. I want to know who requested it so you can hold them accountable. None of these, you know, these secret earmarks that used to be the regular thing in generations past. Well, anyway, there was an earmark in there for $1 million for work on a dam in the assembly district of Speaker Robin Voss, and the governor vetoed that particular one. I don't have the veto message in front of me to see what he said about that, but I'm sure that it had something to do with setting priorities on capital projects, and I'm sure it had something to do with lines of take that, you know, to Robin Voss. And, you know, as other people have noted, it's at least a little proof that the governor has a sense of humor in the way that he does these vetoes. Others, you know, he was a bit more clear on why he did what he did. For example, there had been a proposal to merge colleges in West Bend, both the UW-Milwaukee campus for Washington County and also the Moraine Park Technical College. And there's been a lot of discussion about the two-year centers in the UW system. Are they healthy? Is this merger with the four-year campuses working? Do you need to do something else? Do you need to close some, like the controversy over Richland Center? Well, Republicans in the budget took it upon themselves to say that there would be a merger between the UW school in West Bend and the technical college in that area. And Governor Evers used one of his partial vetoes on that. And he says it quite well. He says, "I object to the legislature singling out only one of our state's branch campuses when many campuses are facing challenges, in part due to the legislature's repeated failure to provide an adequate level of funding for the University of Wisconsin system." What he's saying is, you yahoos have plenty of time to actually cut UW funding because you didn't like that there are diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that are helping to make our campuses more diverse. You were able to be that petty, but you also found the time to take it upon yourself to create a merger between a tech college and a UW school. How about you work on funding both of these systems? I mean, remember, it was just a couple of weeks back, never mind the UW system cut. It was a couple of weeks back that a reporter discovered how Republicans were basically trying to sneak through a very radical change in how technical colleges are funded. And again, would have made the technical college system as vulnerable to spur-of-the-moment budget cuts as the UW system is, which right now can have their budget cut just based on the whims of Robin Voss or anybody else in the legislature. Now, that didn't go through, but it showed their intentions. And this merger didn't go through, but again, it showed their intentions to focus on basically micromanaging institutions and local governments rather than actually supporting them, providing resources, helping them with, you know, workforce and job creation and everything else that would be good to the long term of the economy. Instead, it's always short term party politics, which help. All right, we'll turn toward a more national focus.